Columbus by McKean Miller, read for LibriVox.org to celebrate Columbus Day 2006. Behind him lay the gray Azores, behind the gates of Hercules. Before him out the ghost of shores, before him only shoreless seas. The good mate said, "Now we must pray, for lo, the very stars are gone. Brave admiral, speak, what shall I say?" "Why, say, sail on, sail on, and on." My men grow meek and mist day by day. My men grow ghastly, wan, and weak. The stout mate thought of home. A spray of salt wave washed his swarthy cheek. "What shall I say, brave admiral? Say, if we sight not but seas at dawn?" "Why, you shall say at break of day, sail on, sail on, sail on, and on." They sailed and sailed as winds might blow, until at last the blanched mate said, "Why, now not even God would know, should I and all my men fall dead. These very winds forget their way, for God from dread seas is gone. Now speak, brave admiral, speak and say." He said, "Sail on, sail on, and on." They sailed, then spake the mate, "This mad sea shows his teeth tonight. He curls his lip, he lies in wait, the lifted teeth a ship would bite. Brave admiral, say but one good word, what shall we do when hope is gone?" The words leapt like a leaping sword, "Sail on, sail on, sail on, and on." Then, pale and worn, he kept his deck, and peered through the darkness. Ah, that night of all dark nights, and then a speck. A light! It grew, a scarlet flag unfurled. It grew to be time's burst upon. He gained the world. He gave that world its grandest lesson. On, sail on. End of poem. This recording is in the